Test money. Maybe a few of you, maybe all of you. So last Sunday, I was sharing my testimony how the Lord showed me. I was sharing the first revelation and then the second revelation that have changed my life. And I'm going to touch some of that tonight. The first revelation that God showed me, the important I see my life never the same is that understanding how much God loves me. And I grew up in family doesn't receive much love, even though my parents love me, but the expression of their love different than all days and God kind of love. And but one, I understand how much God loved me. That's another level of love that I never experienced before. And through that encounter, I able to trust God. I able to have a little bit understanding to glimpse what the Bible said. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, perfect love casts out fear. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. 1 John 4:18. And when I look back, perfect love, only God has perfect love. We don't have it. And we look throughout the scriptures and we see God says, I love Abraham, I love Isaac, I love Jacob. And we never heard in the Old Testament God said, I love the world. But until Jesus came, when Jesus came to the earth, John chapter 3, verse 16, we all know. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. So now he said that he loves the world. That means every one of us, including me, before we say God loved Israel or God loved children of Israel, but we don't hear that in the Old Testament, God declared that he loved the world. But I thank God when God sent his son to be propitiation for our sin, for our only, the sin of the whole world, and then he can declare, for God so loved the world, he sent his begotten son. He got proof by this time. And when the Lord showed me how much he loved me, I started to trust in him. I started to lean on his way instead of my way when I just came to the US and everything new culture, new thing. And through that love, through that encounter, the Lord showed me stand fast in the liberty by which Christ made us free when the Lord died on the cross. Pastor Ernestine just mentioned a while ago that we've been given all things pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him call us. And the truth is God already blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 3. And the thing is he blessed us spiritually, how we make it physically, how we make it manifest in our life so the heaven can, we can partaker the heavenly thing, such a peace, joy, can be financial support, can be reconciliation, can be the love from one another. So we can have peace, we access the peace of God. To me, like understanding how much God loved me, that changed my approach to God. Before I try to impress God, I think a lot of people, we got stuck because, oh, how much I have done wrong. And we fail to realize how much God has done right for us. And we, a lot of, maybe you grew up different than what I grew up. The church that I've been to, totally different than a lot of churches here in America. And that thank God for understanding the basic of foundation, God kind of love. I think if we can continue establish in the love of God, and the reason we worry, anxiety, I think, because we fail to realize that God love us unconditionally. And then the second, my encounter is the Lord showed me how much God is not only the Lord, Jehovah, and on. We can go all kind of name of God, but he is our Father. And our Lord Jesus come to introduce us, God, not only God, but he's our Father. That revelation kept me going with God. I would say go deeper with God. Now, if we don't understand that we are his children, it's really hard to expect from the Lord to bless us. Because when we become a children, let's say when I become a father, my children automatically under my, like, it is my obligation to take care of my children. And let's turn on scripture, Matthew chapter 7, I believe, verse 11. Let's see what the Bible says. Matthew 7:11. When I read this, and the Lord started showing me something, that this is talking about how God, you know, relate to us, how God look at us as the children of God. Let me see if I'm correct. Hopefully. Okay, if we read from verse 9, let's go back on verse 8. For everyone who asks, receives, and who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? Verse 11, this is what I want to get across. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father, or will your Father who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? So if we really understand this, it is his obligation to take care of whatever the need that we might have. And because we are the children of God, I know some people say, oh, we're not really children of God. We adopted, and the Bible says so. And there's time I study and I say, I ask God, because Paul talking about that we are adopted. And in writing of Romans chapters 8 from verse 15 through 17, also Galatians chapter 4 from verse, I would say from verse 4 to verse 7, Paul does say, we are adopted. And the culture in Israel, adopted just means just our own son. But the Lord showed me deeper than that. We were born again. We are not just adopted. We were born again. And when we look at account on John, John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and when Nicodemus come to Jesus at night, ask Jesus privately, how can a man enter the kingdom of God? Jesus, you must be born again. He said, how can I be born again when I'm old? Can I enter my mother's womb and be born again? And of course, Jesus answered, what is born of the flesh? Flesh born of the spirit, spirit. So we can look at that in John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. And also John chapter 1, verse 12, recording that whoever received Jesus, he gave the right or authority to become the children of God, not after the flesh or the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And John, throughout writing of John, showing us that Jesus ministered as Father and son and father. And then when Jesus said, John chapter 10, verse 10, verse 30 said, when Jesus proclaimed himself, my Father and I are one. And the Jewish people didn't like that because they know he is Joseph or Mary's son. And Jesus come to introduce us a Father and son. And throughout, and we also know in John chapter 5, verse 19, they said the son can do nothing of himself. What he sees the Father, so the son does likewise. And I saw when the Lord started showing me this, I am not only forgiven, I am not only the righteousness, I am not only God loved me, but he called me son. And let's read in Romans, I just mentioned, we see that this writing is us, you know, but when we look original text, it does say we receive sonship. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 to 17. So Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 17. For you did not receive, I'm reading from a New King James Version. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. Right here in translation, it says adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, interesting, verse 17, it says, if children, then heirs. It doesn't continue like It didn't say that if we adopt the children, then heir of God, enjoy every cross. And we look at Galatians about kind of the same. But look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. So this is John declaring, John writing. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, behold, what manner of love or what supernatural or special love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we are called children of God. Therefore, the world did not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, if we are, verse 2, beloved, now we are the children of God. So John didn't say that we are, but we see this, to me, I receive it as I am born again. Therefore, anyone in Christ is a new creature. One, I understood that I'm the child of God. And my understanding God, my understanding, the way I approach God, totally different than I'm just a righteous man. I'm just a like people of God. And we look at Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, and the Bible is talking about, prophesying about, right now we God called children of Jewish people of Israel, but he said, their time, I will call you to children of living God. So as a father, a human father, like my case, I have two children right now living in my house, and I do everything for my kid. They don't have to ask me. I'm begging them to eat. That's a wicked father. I'm evil father. That's how I approach God. I say, Lord, if I'm wicked father, know how to do good to my children, how much more you love me. When the Lord started showing me how much our father loving us, how much he care for us, more than we care for ourselves. He want to bless us more than I want to be blessed. I tell you, the moment I understood this, all my worry, all the things that I try to accomplish my ability, and I started to see that the Lord, I said, Lord, I can't do this thing. I can't provide myself. And my hair, you already number. And I know you are God. You are faithful from generation to generation. Your mercy from everlasting to everlasting. I start learn how to lean on him, learn how to rest in him, learn how to cast all my care upon him, because he's the one care for me. And I love it. The Bible says, let open with me 2 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 was 14. This is talking about the children lay up not for the parent, but parent for the children. Excuse me. So if the Lord writing a scripture saying this to us, now for the third time I am ready, let me see. Now for the third time I'm ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but parents for the children. Hallelujah. So we see a lot of evidence in the Bible, like showing us that God, the one who wants to take care of us. But sometimes when we worry, sometimes we try to step on the way, like we can do this, Father, I can do this. I can take care of myself. The moment we use our strength, the moment we rely on ourselves, that's the moment we disconnected from help that Father wants to provide it to us. Whether concerning healing, whether concerning finance, you know, I do this all the time. I don't know about you. I do this all the time, hinder the power of God working on my behalf. And God wants me to surrender to him. I did it. Sometimes I take it back. Multiple times. Yes, we trust him. And then, Lord, this thing is not working the way I want it. And then I take it back. And the Lord showed me that that's kind of like trust God one time. And then at the other time, I did trust. There are some area I completely, when I saw it, when I surrendered, what is this? What the matter? What the need is? And I see he come through. And I see that all the time when I completely rest in him, trusted him as a son trusts his father. Like my kid, they know how to trust me. And it's hard for me to trust God as my father. But as he started showing me, teaching me concerning our inheritance, we are children as Isaac was. so are we the children of promise. Not children we work for, not like Ishmael he worked hard for, or but he just is not this, the son of promise, but Isaac was. So as Isaac, so are we. Isaac didn't work for, but Abraham gave everything to Isaac, but Abraham only gave gift to Ishmael. So that indicating that the picture that God showed us, that God kind, his kind of father toward us as the children of God, and his obligation to take care of us, and his obligation to help us, his obligation to provide every need that we may have to live here on earth. And we know that even our Lord Jesus teach us, Father, Matthew chapter 6, talking about our Father in heaven. He introduced us how to approach our God as a Father. And I to me, that the best, one of the best revelation that the Lord showed me, that helped me to continue walk with God, to continue to learn to trust in him as a Father. I don't approach God as God anymore. I approach him as my Father. So in America, we can say like Daddy, you know, that's the closest. And I just thank God for the grace of God through Holy Spirit, continue guiding us, teaching us, so we can continue walking our inheritance. I believe if we understand deeper as a son of God, we can manifest God in everywhere we go. The son of God, Jesus, said he can prophesy and he can heal the sick. I believe we can do the same. As Jesus said, whoever believe in me, the work that I do, he will do also. John 14 verse 12. I believe if we continue to grow in his, as a son of God, as we are qualified, but oftentimes we look at the qualification, the standard that we don't have before God. So we think about what can I do, you know, to impress God. But the Lord showed me, we know all in scripture says that we don't need to impress God. God has done something that nobody can do, like send his only begotten son so that we can become the children of God. I think that's nothing better than, that's the good news the Lord given us. And we see that in scriptures, Jesus talking about the prodigal son, right? The younger son said to his father, like, give me the portion that belonged to me. And his father didn't say that. Like, I can't do that to you, but he knew he has the right to ask. But sometimes we don't ask God the way that we want to ask him. And we just ask, like, you know, trying to say some kind of something nice. I think we need to learn how to approach our Father, just like the younger son approaching his father. And his father, I'm sure his father knew that he gonna blow it. He knew that, but he gave it anyway. He gave it anyway. That's belonged to him. So the point is recognizing his inheritance. Now the elder one didn't understand. Work with the servant. He has servant mentality. And when his brother came back home, and he when he knew that his brother has come home, he hated. He didn't want to go come in, and he, because like this guy live in all kind of evil way, right, living and spend all your good, now come home again and you receive him and music and dancing, and that's God kind of love toward us. So the elder one has servant mentality. Even though his father said, all I have is yours, all mine is yours, and everything we have, it is right to celebrate. Your brother is lost, now found, dead to life. That's looking, by the way, Luke chapter 15, from verse 11 through 32, the older chapter. So right here, the Lord Jesus showed us how much, you know, our Father, Heavenly Father, care for us, prepare for us. You know, we all have tough time in life. We go through tough time, but when we recognize he's our Father, I think if we really grab into this, it doesn't matter what we're going through, maybe tough time, maybe whatever we're going through, we can all hold on to, because he is faithful. And there are many promises as a children of God we can hold on to because He is trustworthy. And I thank God for teaching me, showing me how much He cared for me. I really thank God for not only showing me how much He loved me, He declared to me, I am His son. Not only His son, but beloved. Beloved, if we read in Ephesians chapter 1, we see, that's one of my favorite scripture before the foundation that we to be holy without blame before Him in love, to praise the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted and beloved. So that's how God look at us. But now we don't see ourselves the way God sees us, especially myself. You know, the time I said, oh, so on and so forth. We have a lot of like our human thinking when we come to the Father. Oh, this is the way my Father treated me and I'm not qualified. I'm not worthy to receive His goodness, not worthy to receive His blessing concerning all kind of area. When I understand how much our Father loves us, that's I started to learn, started trusting Him more, started relying on Him more, what I do. Even the thing that I don't know, I said, Father, I thank You. You've given me You not only love me, You give me Holy Spirit. You give me Your angels. You give me the word and You teach me Your truth. You're guiding me. You speak to me. You talk to me. There are times when You talk to me, I can't hear You, but You still speak to me through Your dreams, through Your people, all kind of stuff, God. That's why the Bible say, let Him has you. Let Him hear what the Spirit is saying. I think it is important if we continue to grow in, to recognize we are loved by our Creator. He is our Father who is faithful. He's declared the end from the beginning. If we can hold on tight, I think regardless what's going on, what we will go through, whatever situation, whatever our nation going on, and we understand that He has everything in His hand and He has authority and power. If we continue to trust Him, continue to come to Him like just child, just a small child come to his father. My son run to me all the time when he saw me, when I come from home from work. I think if we continue to do that, we will see the goodness of God in the land of living. And the goodness of God can continue to increase in our life. And then the more goodness of God increase in our life, the more we experience His goodness, His grace, I think the more we love Him. I can say that I thank God for in teaching me the fathers and the sonship and the father. To me, that's a very important. I didn't grow up. My father, I can't relate to. I can't rely. I can't, like, it's the thing I want, and he can't help me because he do the best he can. That's what he know. But our God is different. Our Heavenly Father is different. He knew even the head or number, he already know. I think if we continue to trust Him, continue to go deeper with Him, by His Spirit, He can reveal Himself deeper into us. I'm still learning this thing, but I thank God for the thing He showed me. I am doing today what I'm doing by the grace of God. Because when we understand we're the children of God, the grace of God is for us. The mercy of God belongs to us. And when we recognize He's our Father, we start honoring Him. The more we're honoring, He started lavish on us. We experienced the deeper the grace, the peace. And a lot of people, a lot of children, I work with public every day. A lot of Christians that don't have peace. So what that say in Isaiah, indication that first, we don't trust God. Second, our mind is not stayed upon Him. So why the reason we can't trust God? Because we don't really know Him. He's a good father. Not many people recognize God as a good father. And most people know God led so far. Maybe just people, some people call for, not everybody. So I just thank God for showing me that He make personal to me that I'm His child and His obligation to take care of me, to take care of my family, to take care, to teach me as a husband, to teach me as a father, to be like Him, learn more to be like Him. So that's my message tonight. To recognize we are loved by God, we are loved by our Father unconditionally. It's not because we are worthy, because He is good God. And the Bible said, Romans chapter 2, verse 4, that the goodness of God repented or live a changed way we live. And I have seen the goodness of God. I really believe the day to come, I will see more of the goodness of God as I understand, as I dive into deeper the sonship, as He's our Father, He's our God, He's our provider. He not only given us Holy Spirit, but He given us His angel. I mean, heaven back us up. And so if we can continue recognize, continue remind ourselves how good He is, recognize, I think one of the things that keep us in tune with Him, giving thanks daily, daily giving thanks what He has done for us as a Father, as God, as Creator. And if we continue to live with gratitude, with the recognizing how good He is to us, I think our problem would look much smaller because He is big God. We serve a God who holds universe, who God who declared the end of the end from beginning. So I just thank God for the grace, the goodness, the witness that through the Holy Spirit teach us, deepening us into His love, deepening us into we are the children and His obligation to take care of us every day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jit. At this time, is there anyone? I'm going to stop recording because everybody might not want to be on the recording when we do prayer, but